fucking make me shut up. You won't. You have no balls.
Neither do you.
That is a valid point. Very valid point.
See, on the bright side, now...
Is there a bright side? Hold up. Is there a bright side?
Yeah, it's Hickville.
That's true. The lights are back on.
Dude, it's Hickville.
It's not like it's not like he's fucking us again.
Now put the hair home the gang dong.
What the fuck is wrong with you guys? I'm the one with the microphone that isn't plugged into the goddamn iPad, and you guys are speaking this fucking Cajun-ass foreign language over here.
Cajun-ass? Now you're just making fun of black people.
How is that black people? That's not even black people. Ooh,
just because they got Cajun filling. Cajun filling on the Popeyes. Wow, dude.
Cajun isn't even black. What the fuck? Educate yourself before you wreck yourself.
What do you see? Oh, never mind.
Let's do what?
Hey, guys. Welcome back to another episode. This is our...
Speaking to the mic.
Your mom's pussy's wet. Now...
That's disgusting. That is disgusting. I don't want to see that image.
Dude, this is a holiday episode. You got to contain yourself.
I'm sorry.
Just behave.
If you're going to make a joke, make it holiday related.
Make it holiday.
I'll just go in the bathtub.
Yeah, just...
Drop that toaster in there.
You know, do it. Just like my aunt. Anyway...
Why do you have to start this off with some fucking cold shit?
You made me do this.
No, you're doing this to yourself. It's the holiday season, Leo. Gotta be cheerful.
To be fair, during the holidays is when suicide rates skyrocket. So, if
here
you
we
need
go
help,
with the cold.
If you need help, man, here we go. Seek help. That's it.
Just end it.
We've
just
done
it. Seek help. Go to the fucking morgue and just kill yourself. Sleep in the fucking morgue.
No, just go to a mall Santa and then ask him how his life's going.
Wow.
Jesus Christ.
Anyway.
He'd probably ask for a cig. For sure.
Yeah. He would say,
I'm sorry, sir. Do you have any extra cig?
Excuse me?
No.
Do you have extra coke?
Shut the fuck up, Oliver Twist.
Here's what you do.
Please, sir. I need some more.
You ask him for his ID. Then you look him up and see if he's a pedophile.
He probably is. 9 out of 10.
Ouch.
Guys, this is the... You gotta contain yourselves. Okay, this is the holiday episode. I want happiness. I want this to be happy. I don't want any more depresso.
Depresso.
I don't want any more depression.
You're fucking depressed.
I don't want any more of that. This is a happy holiday time for Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, Christmas, and everything else.
Someone can't
count. What do you mean I can't count?
You're like doing that with your fingers. Who does that?
So what?
You're a fucking college student, Leo. How do you do that?
Listen,
how do you do that?
How do I do it? I don't know how I do it. I honestly want to quit. But one semester to go, baby.
Just fucking end it.
No, one semester to go. I gotta go. Anyway, Travis is not here today because he lied to us and said he was going to be here at 1, and he's not. To be fair, Greg also said he was going to be here at 1, and he got here about 1:45 or 50, so.
Hey. I told you that I'd be here at 1:30.
And then you lied again because you said 10 minutes.
15 minutes late. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, whoop-de-doo.
Exactly. I got here at
like
about
12:50. Shut the fuck up, Sergio. No one asked for your opinion.
Oh, yeah. Sergio is here. He's another friend of ours. He's never been on the podcast before.
No, I haven't because I've been too busy with life.
He says.
Life.
Dude.
Life of pie.
What is life? Life is like an umbrella. You open it and then you die.
No, you open it, you see what's up above you, see what it is.
You open it, you shield yourself from the
and that's... Are you okay?
I don't think he's okay. I don't think he's ever okay.
Yeah, I don't think I'm ever okay. So
we're gonna show up to your funeral, Leo, with a bunch of black umbrellas,
dude,
and everyone is gonna be like,
and then
why?
Just saying,
and it's like, no, we're gonna say we're. God
damn it.
When I was a young boy. That's enough. Otherwise, they'll copyright us.
They won't copyright us.
They might.
No, they won't.
What if he's like our avid listener? Gerard Way is just like really into the FNF podcast. He listens to FNF podcast whenever he's writing Umbrella Academy.
If that's truly the case,
yeah.
Umbrella Academy is great, people. Please do watch it.
Yeah. He sits
Gerard,
down.
Gerard, if you're out there listening to this at any time.
We're your boys. Come on the podcast. Boys. Come on the podcast.
Just like Elon Musk, who still hasn't promised you that Tesla.
Elon, come on, baby. I really need that Tesla.
You really want to suck that?
I really need a car.
He'll give you the side.
Keanu Reeves, please hit me up in the DMs. He probably doesn't have one. He probably doesn't have any social media.
I don't know. Let's check. I want
to
check this.
Yeah, you check that. But Instagram. In the meantime, we just wanted to say thank you, guys. We went up like 70 or 80 views in like the span of two weeks. I don't know how the heck that happened.
Damn.
But thanks so much. Clearly, you guys are just bored at home during the holidays, because I don't know how else that would happen.
Apparently, so listening to these guys.
Yeah. Also, shout out to everyone that listens to us. We really appreciate it. But today, since it's the holiday
Keanu
episode,
Keanu doesn't have Instagram.
Keanu does not have an Instagram.
No.
I'm
sorry, ladies.
Deeply deeply disappointed. Facebook. Yeah, check Facebook. Maybe someone else made one for him.
Well, there was. But...
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a fake account.
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah. It was called Your Bill.
Look at my new tier. Link below.
Great.
Oh, great.
I love those accounts. It's like ludicrous.
You go to the link, and it's like, psych, nigga. It's two black dudes.
You know who I hate? Yeah. I hate Ludacris. There, I said it.
Ouch.
Oh,
you know why?
Why?
Because his Facebook is just a way for him to make more money.
He has a Facebook?
Yes, he has a Facebook, and this is all he does. He posts.
Wait, Chris Bridges, right? Chris.
No, just Ludacris.
Oh, Ludacris.
Yeah.
Oh.
He posts like
so he has that
all
much
these
ego
like clickbait. Yeah, he has all these like clickbait articles and he just posts them there to make more money off of it.
Ludacris.
Jesus.
So yeah, that's Ludacris lines. For you.
But with that name, well, kind of obvious.
Yeah.
He's in Atlanta, Georgia, if you want to go.
Yeah, let's go to Georgia.
I'll get some tickets to Georgia right now.
Pay him a visit. I see what you're saying. Yeah. Just pay him a visit, huh?
Yeah. Pay him a visit.
Quote unquote, pay him a visit. Mm-hmm. Dude, he's gonna kill
us. Maybe he'll give you the Tesla if you suck his dick.
He's gonna kill us, dude. He's gonna listen to this and be like, "What y'all say? You're gonna pay me a visit? Move out the way, bitch."
Wow.
Damn. But,
that was pretty impressive.
Thanks, man.
I'm proud of you. That one.
Thanks, man. At least someone's proud of me. Anyway, today
ouch.
I found
Talk
out
about a cold opener. Cold.
I found two newses. Two great news.
Ooh, let's hear this.
I found some news. Shrek 5 is coming out next year.
Oh no.
There is a fifth
We're
Shrek
not talking
movie.
About this.
There's
we're not talking.
We are not talking about the mean master, please.
Listen, I'm
the
just
mean
saying,
god.
What delusional corporate mind is like, hell yeah, you know what we need in 2020? Shrek 5!
Two words, Leo.
Yeah?
Elon Musk.
Now listen, what if it's a prequel?
Ooh.
What if it's a prequel?
What kind of prequel?
What
would be the
Shrek
plot?
As a baby.
Oh God!
Listen,
oh, baby Shrek.
Baby,
so now,
baby
so
Shrek.
Baby Yoda.
Baby Yoda.
Baby
Shrek.
Shrek. Yeah,
exactly. Because they're gonna try to do that.
Of course.
They're gonna be
course.
Like, they both have long extended ears.
Of course.
They're both green.
They're both
boys.
Both iconic franchises. You've got
iconic franchises.
You gotta make.
You gotta capitalize on it, man. It's so, DreamWorks, so you know the animation will be shit. You know.
Wow.
You know that the story might be pretty good. And you also know that they don't make any 2D animated movies anymore because they're lazy as fuck. So, you know.
Plus, they don't have the budget, probably.
I don't think they have the budget for it,
they
honestly.
Don't
yeah.
I can't even think of a 2D movie, honestly, nowadays.
The last one that they made, specifically?
Yeah.
I think it was El Dorado. The Road to El Dorado.
That was a while ago.
Yeah, but that was a really good movie.
It was a good
Remember
movie.
That scene where the girl was trying to give one of the dudes head?
No, I don't remember that scene.
I do.
I think you downloaded the wrong El Dorado movie, pal.
No, here's the funny thing. I do own that movie. I went back and I watched it. I was like,
yeah,
oh my god, how
yeah.
the fuck did I not notice?
He's giving so him
how
she's
did
giving
I not
him
notice?
She's giving him a
Your childhood got ruined.
Yeah, childhood got ruined right there.
What are their names? What are their names?
Miguel and Tulio.
Yeah, Miguel and Tulio. And Miguel's the one.
Remember that.
Well, he said he watched it, so he would be fresh in his head. What about her name? Her name.
Ah, shit. It was...
Esmeralda?
Yes, Esmeralda.
Just like Felicia. The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Felicia.
Felicia. Bye, Felicia. It's the Road to El Dorado. So, yeah, it's Tulio and Miguel. And then you have... It's Rosie Perez? Oh, I've been disappointed now.
It's on Esmeralda
anyway.
Or Felicia? Or...
What?
Wait.
Chell. Her name
yeah.
is Chell.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay. So, anyway, she gives Tulio... Is it Tulio or Miguel? Miguel's the blonde one or the black-haired one?
I'm pretty sure... damn, I don't remember.
I don't know. I haven't seen it in a long time. Let's find out. One second. All right, so it turns out Chell is giving Tulio
copyright,
head.
Copyright.
No, we can play this. Just listen to the audio.
Well, my lord.
She was giving him head. She was. Dude, that trajectory of the face was not nowhere
you've
near.
You watch too much porn, Leo.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, it's not that the people at DreamWorks are making a joke for the adult people watching the movie. Clearly.
They're definitely doing something.
Oh, yeah, because when Shrek goes, "Oh, I'm Shrek."
It's all over now.
It's all over.
Shrek is life.
I honestly, that should have been the sequel.
Wow, no, like Shrek, like at 50, it's Shrek 50. That's what it's called.
Shrek 50. Oh shit! Shrek 2020. It's just gonna be called Shrek 2020. Oh, you know what I found out?
That's his campaign slogan.
Yeah,
It's all over now.
It's all over now. You're safe with me. Let me see that pussy.
Yeah, I don't like that.
No, I'm sorry.
I can't be Mike Myers.
I honestly do not want to picture that in my head.
Oi, donkey! Give me that sweet!
No. No.
Give me that sweet!
No.
Give me that
abort.
Sweet!
Abort! Abort!
Give me that sweet wafer.
Side note, you have a virus on your computer.
Yeah, I'm gonna get that fixed later.
Get that checked out, bro.
We were trying to record on my.
That's not healthy for you, bro.
Shut up! Stop.
What?
This is the holiday episode. I don't want any arguing. You're tearing this family apart.
Long story short, Travis left. Got a virus. We couldn't record. Yeah, so record on this.
Travis left.
Yeah, so what?
I'm not tearing it apart. He's tearing it apart.
Yeah, he's tearing us apart.
Dennis is asleep. Travis left.
And then Peter's just dead to me.
Ouch.
Yeah, I don't care. Listen to it, Peter. He won't. Hmm. Anyway.
Interesting take.
The broken fetus.
Broken.
Anyway.
What's this about a fetus?
She's... So much happened.
Broken fetus.
So much happened in 3 seconds.
Oh. What did she say?
She said, "Where's Travis?"
Right.
I said, "Oh, he said he wasn't going to be here because he's still hanging out with his girlfriend."
His girlfriend. Stop it, Travis.
Yeah. No. What's funny is that's probably happening right now.
Anyway,
I don't want to see that. That's a terrible thought.
Travis is, you know, he's gone.
Yeah.
He's not here yet. Yeah. And she goes, "Is he still checking out the apartment? Because he went to go check on an apartment for us." And I was like, "No." And she goes, "Oh, I thought he still was." I was like, "Hell yeah, we finally got rid of him." So they're checking out the apartment.
The two of them
and the real estate agent. Hell yeah, dude.
Something that you missed out on.
I missed out on the real estate agent. I know. I'm fucking.
It could have been a male.
It could have been me.
And
he would have given you such a good deal.
It could have been me.
You could.
I was gonna go, but I had to go do my final. Our final was so fucking easy, Sergio.
It was way too easy.
It was so easy. You go in there for 12 minutes. That's it.
We weren't even there for 12 minutes. We were in there for like 7. It wasn't even 12.
Yeah, it was like 5 minutes.
You both are in yoga.
Yeah.
Yes.
Where's the fucking toaster, bro? Where's that fucking toaster?
Grab the toaster, put it in the tub. Every time you go, think of your nub.
God.
Think of my what?
Your nub.
Think of your nub.
So what's this about this broken fetus?
Just drop it.
No, okay?
It was a transition. It was a transition.
Is there something you want to tell us you don't want to?
It's funny because you were starting to say broken fetus, and then your mom walked in. So obviously, something's happening in your life.
I will say this.
What?
Today is the day where we find out if Donald Trump is getting impeached
or not. Fuck you! What's the broken fetus that you're talking about?
No!
You can't just change the subject.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
It's my podcast.
Oh, it's your podcast?
Yeah. You remember how you stopped coming to the podcast? Yeah,
I stopped coming.
Yeah, exactly.
I stopped coming, baby.
You're in like 4 episodes max, I think. Actually, you know what? 5.
I stopped coming.
With this one, it would probably be 6. And you know how many episodes there are, Greg? 20-fucking-1. This is episode 21. Psycho. I'm a psycho!
Yes. So, because you're a psycho, since you just confessed.
Yes.
Where's this broken fetus?
The broken fetus is inside your Java juice.
My Java juice?
Yeah.
I don't feel it anywhere.
It's because you already drank it, you retard. It was broken up into pieces.
Ooh. Yeah. That's why there's more protein.
Did you guys know that they have Bang Coffee?
Oh, yeah. This episode... Guys,
it's brought to you by
Bang. Fuel your destiny.
It's got all of keto coffee.
Bullshit. Nope.
Bacalitos.
We're not doing this.
It's got caffeine. It's I think that's a Star-Lord movie, isn't it?
What?
Star-Lord's movie?
Star-Lord's?
Cafuini? Isn't that a planet?
Cafuini?
Cafuini? It's got Cafuini,
sounds like Kino something Quaffy, that would be in Big Mouth.
And Bacaminos. Oh, hell yeah. Anyway, White Claw's gay. Next topic. Hey,
fuck you. Fuck you.
Oh, God, this again.
Now, listen. White Claws are the white people's equivalent of Modelos.
No.
Yes. What?
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
No, they're not.
Yeah, I would say.
No, they're not.
What are they, then?
Modelos are actual beer. White Claws are just hard seltzer.
Hard seltzer. Dude, that should be our fucking rap name.
Hard seltzer.
Yo.
Or is it not so hard seltzer?
It's our soft seltzer. Our whole group. That's the name of our first album. Hard seltzer. That's our second single.
Sounds like a garage post-grunge band.
We are Hard Seltzer! Welcome! Let's improvise it. Okay. We are Hard Seltzer. Thank you for coming out. Our next song is called Broken Fetus. See? Hell full yeah, circle. Full circle. We brought it back. This next song is called My Computer Has a Virus.
Oh no.
All right. One, two, three, four.
Pepsi wake up. Everybody.
Clap your cheeks. We're all gay here. I don't know why. We're talking into a microphone that isn't plugged into anything. I want the mic.
No.
Dude, we're straight up yelling into a microphone that's not plugged into anything.
That's what I just said.
You said that like at the beginning.
Listen. And I just said it now in my fucking improv auto-tune voice.
Yes, but listen, I was explaining to the audience at home because they can't see us.
So explain broken fetus.
Okay, so you explain the you take a fetus, then you break it. It's that simple. It's like when you explain seltzer, broken heart.
That is now supporting evidence that you are truly a psychopath.
I'm not a psychopath.
You don't like babies.
No! Wait!
You heard it right here, folks.
You fucked me. You fucked me over. No, listen.
No. I didn't fuck you.
Listen, I did fuck me. It was my own fault. But I didn't listen to what you were saying, and I was already just yelling.
You don't like babies.
I was
That's
already
why you
saying
fucking
no.
broke that
no,
one up.
I like
you
babies.
Dropped into the bathtub, and then you chopped it up, didn't you? You fucking sick fuck.
And you put the toaster in it.
Listen.
That likes a quick fuck. That likes a dick sucked. Yes, I just quoted Kanye West.
I hate you. I fucking hate you. No, listen.
Such a fucking hoe. I love it.
You're such a fucking hoe. I love it.
Hard seltzer.
That's our next song. You're such a fucking hoe.
We are hard seltzer. This is my new song. You're such a fucking hoe. You're such a fucking hoe. You're such a fucking hoe. Every time I see you, I go, whoa, 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 whoa. Broken feeling.
Hey, no.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, little baby. I'm sorry that I jumped too hard.
That's your name. I'm Hard Seltzer. You're Broken Fetus.
No, that's our track. That's our hit single, bro.
We're self-titled. We're like 21 Pilots.
Oh, God.
21 Pilots. Yeah. You are a Broken Fetus.
Our lives are broken.
Alright, moving on from the broken
the
fetus talk.
That are broken.
No, this is the holiday episode. This is supposed to be happy. Fun time for everyone. Speaking of which.
Not so fun for that
babies
fetus.
Who actually have Christmas.
Listen, stop!
Fuck you and your.
Stop!
Fetus that
I do like babies. I just think they're fucking annoying.
You don't like babies.
I like babies. They're just fucking annoying.
You don't like babies.
Just don't come out of the womb until you're 5, is what I'm saying, okay? Just stay the fuck in there.
One word.
Stay the
one word.
Like what?
One word.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Ouch, why?
5 years old?
Yeah!
Bitch, they're fucking...
Stay the fuck in there!
Oh my God.
Dude, listen.
That mom is gonna die.
As Chris D'Elia once said, if you can't make yourself a fucking sandwich, stay the fuck in there.
Wow.
This is an argument between two grown adults, people.
You shut the fuck up.
Fuck you, Sergio. You instigating bitch.
Hey, you're not. This is my mic.
I want a microphone. I don't want a
microphone there.
That microphone sucks my ass.
That microphone.
Actually, you know what? I have my own microphone.
You know what? It does suck ass because that's how it probably got that virus.
Oh, God.
You have a virus.
I do have a virus.
Yeah, you have a virus and a fucking virus, too.
It's called Agent Smith.
It's called, ooh.
The Matrix is real, people. Matrix 4. Coming to theaters.
Along with John Wick.
John Wick.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. I can't find the mic. I can't find the mic.
Leo can't find the mic.
Yeah, he's rummaging through the closet.
I was gonna pause it, but this shit's cool. Don't pause it.
Let it roll.
Let it roll.
Let it roll.
Listen to how you treat me. Let it roll.
Oh yeah.
Let it roll. We're letting it roll.
Wait, what?
I belong.
I can't believe this thing is actually picking that up.
Country pussy. Take me home.
I'm really sorry, guys, because I wish you guys can see my facial expressions right now, but I'm in desperate need of a toaster.
Travis took my mic. That's it.
Oh, so he has the mic. He's out with his girlfriend with the mic.
Great.
He's going to pull Miley Cyrus with that mic.
Or something else. Yeah, I do not want to think about it.
That's it.
Leo can't find his mic.
I can't.
He cannot find the mic.
I can't do this anymore.
Oh, man.
I can't do it.
You have a bathtub over there?
Oh, shit. You found the toaster.
I don't have any bath soap.
Bath soap?
No.
Do you have a bathtub?
Oh, I thought you said bath salt.
Bath salts?
Bath soap to bath salt?
Bath soap to bathtub?
What is this? A fucking Bed Bath & Beyond commercial? Jesus.
Find everything you need bath related.
This is soap.
Found my microphone.
What does it smell like?
What smells like?
It's called soap. This is your soap.
This is my soap?
Yeah, this is your soap.
It smells like kabibi.
It does smell like kabibi.
I said it smells like bitch, but alright.
Kabibi is when you have a broken fetus and you put it in your Bang coffee.
Hold on one second, I'll take a sip.
Sponsored by Bang Coffee. We're not, but hey, Bang, if you want to fucking sponsor us.
So this is what a broken fetus tastes like.
tastes
like cookies and cream.
I don't know. Ask Christopher Reeves.
Crap.
Okay, transition, please.
No.
No, please. Transition.
See, there we go. I finally got you to stop. Anyway.
Yeah, you broke me.
The neck.
Like a fucking fetus. Little baby's dead now.
You okay?
Yes and no.
What?
I gotta get going soon.
He's gotta go?
Yeah.
Bruh.
Because it's the holidays, I need to do some Christmas shopping, man.
Who does Christmas shopping during Christmas? What kind of faggotry is that?
It's not Christmas yet.
All right, fine.
Christmas,
if you have to go, then I understand.
Yeah.
If I don't see you, Merry Christmas.
And Merry Christmas.
Have a good happy holidays.
Let me know next time you guys are going to be recording, because that time I will actually have time.
Oh, look
now
at that.
Now that I'm finished with school.
FYI, Peter.
Yeah, FYI, Peter.
Take some notes.
Sack of shit.
Take some notes. At least Sergio has
I freaking got here 10 minutes when we were supposed to meet. And nobody showed up. I was the only one who showed up. Greg here, hey, at least he showed up.
Yeah, dude. Fuck. He just got
Sergio.
Roasted.
Yeah.
Alright, thank you, Sergio. It was a pleasure having you, sir.
Yeah, it's nice having me. Next time, I'll be sure to actually be here.
Cool. From now on, it's just going to be me and Greg, and we're just going to roast the fuck out of Travis.
Should we just wait, though?
Let's take a pause. We're going to take a brief break.
Yeah.
To appreciate the holidays. Thank you.
Play the music.
Okay, guys. Hey, we're back.
Sergio just left.
Sergio's gone. It's just me and Greg now.
He went to go Christmas shopping
because...
Literally a week before fucking Christmas.
A week before Christmas. That lazy son of a bitch.
I mean, seriously, that is the definition of lazy. Like,
I mean, I just wrapped my Christmas gifts, but at least I had them. I had them.
Yeah. That's fine.
Yeah.
Get your Christmas shopping done. Like,
I would say 2 weeks.
Almost a month in advance.
If you can. This is how I saw it. I ordered my shit. I think it was like the first week of December.
Yeah.
Because I figure if I ordered it, it'll be here by Christmas.
Right.
Especially with like Amazon Prime, et cetera, et cetera. Right. And then I figured, you know, if I get it out of the way at the beginning of the month, I know how much money I have to work with for the rest of the month.
Right.
That way I don't...
I feel like the last 2 weeks before Christmas should be dedicated to
like
wrapping,
getting
and
shit
sitting
set.
Up.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. You shouldn't be out shopping.
Yeah. I don't know. Whatever, man.
We all live
different
lives,
Sergio,
I guess.
I mean, really. I didn't expect anything more from him. I'm actually honestly surprised he came today. We always invite him, and he's always like, I'm busy, I'm busy. And then today, he actually fucking came, and he was on time.
I think he now just, like, inched above Peter on the depth chart.
No.
Yeah, that's too soon.
No, just because he did one act of kindness.
That's true. Yeah, I'm sorry, Peter.
It's like Hitler. He did some nice things, I'm sure, but he was still Hitler.
Name one good thing.
He was an artist. Now,
was he
here,
a good artist
that
or was
my
he a bad artist?
No, I saw some of his paintings. He was actually really good.
Okay.
They just didn't accept him into the academy he wanted to get
in. That's right.
That's why he didn't like Jews, even though he was a Jew himself. I don't know why the fuck we just went off on a tangent and now it's Hitler. Let's back to the holiday
shit.
Yeah,
let's not talk about Hitler. Yeah. Let's talk about suicide and broken fetuses again. Let's
hell yeah. That's our quality. That's where we thrive, man.
I wonder if Jesus would have been a broken fetus.
I bet he had them. Like, he invented them.
Ouch.
Mother Mary, where art thou?
The fetuses are on the crucifix. They're getting crucified.
This is such a bad holiday episode, man.
That's the album cover of our band. It's called Broken Fetus, and there's a fucking...
Oh, man. This is such a bad holiday episode. I want to give people happiness. I want them to feel like they can... I want them to feel like they can really... Like, they can just put this on and have fun with it, you know?
We're having fun now.
So, we're having fun, but they might not. They're listening to this, like...
No, they're definitely cracking up right now, honestly.
They're gonna listen to this and be like, these guys are fucking insane. They worship Dexter.
They're gonna report us for violating Instagram.
They're gonna report us. Good thing I put them on...
I said Instagram because fuck you, Instagram.
Really? What's your qualms with Instagram right now?
Well, it's like, it's just the algorithms, bro.
What about it?
So long as a user, any user, posts anything, the algorithms pop up. Oh, this person's displaying breasts in a pornographic way.
This, okay. Or sexually explicit. If we're going to talk about this, I want to talk about it for real. I think it
is
really
art, Leo.
I think it's dumb if you censor nipples. I think it's fucking stupid. Listen.
Free the nipple.
Yeah, free the nip. 2019, 2020. Listen.
Hashtag
free the nip, baby.
The nip.
And listen, it's dumb. Yeah,
no.
I was just saying, free the nip, baby. Listen, I'm just saying, okay, I just think it's dumb that a guy can take a shirtless picture, and it's fine. A girl takes a shirtless picture, she either gets the picture removed, she gets her account suspended or banned or removed.
Yeah.
It's so dumb.
That's dumb.
A nipple is a necessity for a child to fucking live. You have to feed the child from a young age.
Right.
And it's also just a normal body part.
Yeah.
Just because some people are like, oh my God, you can't, are you serious? No, it's a normal body part. Okay, maybe we talk about dicks and vaginas. All right, maybe that's a bit too much. You can censor that. That's fine. But even then,
uh-huh. You look at Greek statues and Roman statues. If you're showing penises, why aren't they banned?
Listen, here's the thing. Exactly.
Like, it's a painting.
Exactly.
You go to a fucking Sistine Chapel
because
and you see a fucking vagina or whatever.
Art.
It is.
Art is subjective. Just because you don't like it doesn't mean other people don't.
Technically, pornography is art.
It is. It's
but
a form
again,
of art. It's
yes,
media.
Of course it's...
But of course, it's sexual.
Right.
Okay, listen. But I just think it's dumb because you can post ass shots, right?
Yeah.
You can post ass shots. In my objective fucking opinion, I think that an ass is much more sexual than a breast. Because listen,
Opinion. This is opinions, people.
Exactly. This is my opinion.
Each their own.
Yeah, exactly. You can think it's not or
some
it's less or
boobs,
more.
Someone could be into breasts. Someone can be into penises. Someone can be into buttholes. Someone can be into
vaginas,
whatever. Whatever the fuck you're
you
into.
You could like ears. I mean,
you
I'm not
You can be
like
into fucking feet. You can be into wanting to suck Leo's fucking toes.
All right.
I mean,
okay.
You might not have a problem.
You took it a bit too far.
I have a problem with that.
You took it a bit far, but
that's a little
bit
much.
The sentiment still stands.
Yeah,
that
of course.
I think it's just ridiculous that they censor breasts, but they allow ass. It's just I think objectively an ass is much because listen, here's the thing. What could the worst thing that could ever happen with a breast is that it secretes milk. Right?
That's the worst thing.
I think that's, yeah. I mean, you could have baloney nipples. You could have baloney nipples.
Speaking of baloney nipples.
No!
I do know someone
shut the fuck up. If she ever hears this, she's going to get mad.
Will she ever, though?
I don't think so, honestly.
She might. Actually, right?
I fucking hate...
Broke your fetus.
I have to edit I didn't want to edit this, man. Fuck
you. Don't edit. It's the raw.
No, it's not. It's not raw. No, you know what? I'm not editing. Yeah. Fuck you. If you know who you are, well, you fucking said her name.
Why are you on Tinder like 24/7?
Stop. Wait. Fine. I'm not fucking editing. It's fine. Whatever. I don't give a shit. Fuck you. Well,
you know who you are.
To be fair, one of the listeners told me, "Why do you guys edit your podcast?" I'm like, "Well, I edit it whenever there's like blank space or whenever I think something would be more comedically funny with a pause or without a pause or like just change the verbiation or whatever. I just edit it because I think it's fun. And honestly, I love the Sleepy Cabin podcast is my favorite.
Yeah.
And oh, she okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right.
I think I'm dying.
We all are. Anyway, I like to edit it. Yeah, it's fine. We always do. I like to edit it. Their editing is so fuck off, Craig. Their editing is always on point. So
sorry.
No, it's fine. I'm done. Whatever.
You're done. Yeah. Broken penis.
I hate you so much.
Red Seltzer.
Now, can we talk about actual fucking topics now?
Debut album. 2020.
All right, fine. Let's drop it. Okay, no more talk of that.
Hard seltzer.
Okay, fine. You can say hard seltzer, but none of the rest. Anyway, so yeah,
we have to advertise our music, Leo.
Shut the fuck up, Greg. Okay, guys, honestly, today's people are gonna debate on whether Donald Trump is gonna get impeached or not, and I honestly think that's a bad idea.
Look. He can be impeached now, but the Senate's not going to ratify it.
No, here's...
Because the Senate's full of Republicans.
Yeah.
It's going to be on paper that he got impeached, but he's still
going to be there.
But listen,
this is what I want to argue, is that you can impeach him, but if you impeach him, you know who goes into power then? The vice president. Who the fuck is our vice president?
Well...
Hey, listen, just humor me. Humor me, Greg. Mike Pence is way worse than fucking Trump.
The brokest of all.
Have you heard that? Yeah.
The fuck, is that microphone like? What the fuck is this?
It's a microphone film.
Film?
Well, it's called a.
It smells really good.
Stop, Greg! You're fucking embarrassing me.
Embarrassing you, just you and me.
You're embarrassing me in front of our audience.
What are you talking about? They don't know what we're doing.
They don't know what we're doing, huh?
Yeah.
Here, take off my microphone, Ted.
Gladly. Fucking gladly.
Take off
fucking
my film.
Challenge accepted.
Stop it.
I'm sorry.
Alright.
I just want to touch your
microphone. No more. No more, Greg.
No homo, by the way.
You're fucking ridiculous.
What?
You're on some shit today. It's because you had a fucking bang coffee.
I am. I'm drinking that broken fetuses.
Stop! That's it. No more. I'm serious.
You
Look
brought
at me.
This upon yourself.
Look at me. I'm serious, Greg. No more.
As you laugh.
No more.
As you laugh.
I'm laughing.
Yeah, you're real serious, all right?
I'm laughing.
Why are you so serious, Leo?
I'm laughing because it hurts. It hurts my heart. Kerplunk. I'm the Joker, baby.
Something kerplunked in my bag.
Kerplunk? I hope they got that on the audio, too. I can't even replicate it
Damn
either.
It. What the fuck did I do?
Let's see. Oh. That's not it.
You have a virus on your computer on the inside. You don't want a virus on the outside.
Yeah, that would hurt.
Yeah, that would.
Very expensive.
Dude, I can't do it. Oh, there.
That's a suffice.
Do I have bars? Yeah. A little bit of bars? Yeah. We're moving on.
Anyway, yeah, so if we get Mike Pence, I think it would honestly be worse.
It would be the end of the world as we know it.
I think so. He's gonna bring back torture techniques from 1843.
You know what's even worse than that? Trump gets reelected in 2020.
Yeah.
And Mike Pence is still the vice president. And then Trump gets impeached and Mike Pence is still gonna be the president. Oh, that's fucking great.
Hell yeah, that's genius. Let's
that
do it.
That is cool. Like,
how about this?
Well.
I think we should just have like some completely fucking rando be the president.
Wow.
Complete rando. No one fucking doesn't even have to be Bernie, doesn't have to be The Rock. It just some fucking rando. And it can't be me.
Keanu Reeves.
Dude. My boy Keanu.
He would just equip the entire army.
Keanu Reeves, president, vice president, fucking Elon Musk, boys. I feel like that'd be a good presidency right there.
I'm moving to Canada.
You're moving to Canada? Why?
And what if Trump gets reelected, I'm moving out. Like, I'll find somewhere to go.
Canada. Canada's a good option.
Or I just kill myself. Drop that toaster in the bathtub.
You could do that. But why?
Craig, you have We're not doing this again. Broken fetus.
Stop! No more. I'm serious.
Yeah, I'm serious.
I'm 100% serious.
I'm 100% serious. You smile.
You made me laugh. What? No.
I'm a funny guy, Lou.
A man of my word. Okay. No more.
No more what?
No more broken fetus talk. No more none of that.
No more none of what? You gotta be specific here.
No more none of that broken fetus talk and broken more aborted or anything.
Aborted? No.
Yes.
No more abortions.
No more. That's what Mike Pence is gonna say, dude.
Hey, look,
see?
People. Okay,
full circle. Just
for the record.
What?
I think every woman has the right to choose.
I think if,
If you wanna be, if you wanted an abortion, it should be perfectly fine.
I mean, listen, it's your body. If you don't want to have a baby,
yeah,
whatever the circumstances, I mean, I support you, but there are those circumstances where it's just like they don't want to have the baby just because they're like, if they're on drugs or etc., I would encourage you not to have the baby. Because if, listen, when people have drugs and then they're still doing drugs while they're pregnant, that is not good for the baby.
I mean, look at all the opioid crisis. I
exactly, mean, that's what I'm saying.
And the kid has the opioid.
If you want to have the baby, have the baby with a consciousness that anything that you do to yourself during the pregnancy is going to affect the baby.
Yeah.
And also, if you're pregnant, think about the consequences of being pregnant.
Right.
Like, once you have this baby, that's going to change your life forever. Change your life.
And also look at the victims of a rape. Or assault.
Exactly. Like, I don't know.
Do you really want to keep the baby?
Point? What upsets me about that is like people say that you have to have the baby even if you were raped. Why would you want to keep a reminder?
That's what I'm saying.
What? That's what that
why
is.
Why would you keep it?
Reminder of the day that you were horribly fucking treated.
It's a lose-lose. Like you're feeling guilty that someone raped you and then you have to carry on with the...
I don't know, man. I don't think I could do that.
But then you're also guilted into doing an abortion.
People guilt trip anyone into doing anything. That's the fucking problem with society.
It's bullshit.
People try to guilt trip people into doing shit just because of their fucking beliefs or whatever.
In other words, fuck Mike Pence.
Yes. In other words, do whatever the fuck you want and don't care about what anyone tells you to do. You just do it. If you want to fucking become the world's first astronaut that moved to fucking Uranus, you do it, man. If you want to be the world's first African American,
did you watch
Digimon? Do it.
Did you watch Ed
Asher? I have not.
With Brad Pitt?
No. Have you seen it too?
No.
I saw it the other day. It was actually very good. Uh-huh. Yeah. They did take out some parts from the movie or from the book.
Yeah.
But I think it was for the better, honestly. They took out the rape scene.
There was a rape scene?
Well, there's a gangbang in the book.
Oh, hell yeah, brother.
Have you never read the book? Me neither, but I've read the first half. So it's part one and part two, right? The first part, when the kids all, when they defeat...
Well, can I explain it too? Like, part two is like, when they're all grown up. But in the book, that's how they start, that's how it starts, right? They start out like older.
Is it?
And then they keep like...
I thought they started off as kids and then they get bigger.
No, not in the book.
Hmm. Anyway, yeah.
That's why the book is so confusing, because it starts off with all this.
And then the ending with the fucking turtle and shit.
There's a turtle?
Yeah, apparently they changed it, like, at the end, to defeat the clown. They take this turtle, and then they, like, conjure some shit up from, like, ethereal... It gets really fucked up for no reason. Like, because King was on crack. So, that's his new book, King on Crack. King on Crack.
King Crack.
King Crack. That's his new book.
We shouldn't be talking about the Lizard King. We should be talking about the Crack King.
You know what's cool?
The Crack
King. Stephen King was in it, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he made a little cameo. It was pretty cool.
Minor? Minor or major?
Yeah, it was like...
Like a Stanley. Type of cameo.
Yeah. Oh, so what I thought... I like the ending.
Stanley, by the way.
I I don't know. Can I tell you, like, it's kind of a spoiler, but it not really. Slow. It's not really a spoiler. Can I say it?
About which movie?
It Two.
Hey, go for it.
Okay.
I'll watch It One, but not the reboot of It One.
Yeah.
But not.
Okay. Well, no, it's not really. It's not the main plot. It is a side plot that I really like.
Okay.
It's a side plot that's going on between everything else. It's a little side plot. There's a scene where... Okay, so it's like... It's a scene, but it's... Okay, so it's multiple scenes, right? Going on through this movie.
Right.
But they're very, like, short. So one of them is it's the character Richie, right? The character Richie, he's hanging out with this kid, and they're, like... They're playing on the pinball machines or whatever. Like, mm-hmm. the, you know, the...
Yeah, yeah.
The arcade machines. They're playing, and then he's like, hey, man, do you want to, like, hang out sometime after school?
Wait, hold up. So this is It Too, right?
It's yeah, It Too.
And
it
this
two.
Is when they're kids or when they're older?
This is a kid. This okay. is Kid Richie.
So this is like a flashback?
Yeah, it's a flashback.
Okay.
I should have made that clear. Yeah. But there, okay.
Go ahead.
Anyway, so he's Kid Richie, right?
Right.
He's hanging out with this kid,
Doing
and he's like...
In there, okay.
Yeah, he's like, hey, man, do you want to, like, hang out sometime, like, after school, whatever?
Mm-hmm.
And then the bad kid with the fucking mullet, I don't remember his name, but...
Jared Way?
Huh? No, that's the bad boy. That's the bad boy.
Oh, yeah.
No, anyway, so the kid with the fucking mullet comes out. He goes, "What? What are you hitting on my cousin? What are you fucking gay? You faggot! Get the fuck out of here! Wow. You faggot!" And then the kid, like little Richie, was like, "What? What? What?" And then he like ran away, right? And then that's the end of that flashback. The next flashback was fuck. I don't want to tell you the beginning of the movie because...
I'm not going to watch chapter two.
Are you not? Why?
I'm not going to watch it.
Why?
No, just... Kenny told me that it's kind of like El Camino. If you ever seen Breaking Bad, it's a great series. But then he doesn't understand why that they made a movie out of it.
I don't either.
Out of the sequel.
I don't either.
Of a subplot. This is... To Kenny's opinion... Like, Kenny's opinion, that chapter two didn't need to happen. Like, they could have just...
It did, though.
Did it though?
Because the book is them as adults and kids. And they don't defeat it the first time.
But
they defeat it the second time.
But Kenny told me that, you know, the original It was a masterpiece. At the time, it was a masterpiece.
The OG?
The OG.
With Tim Curry?
And then they made an It 2 that no one talks about. Because it wasn't that good.
You're talking about like older?
The older.
Not these.
So then they made the reboot It. And it was pretty decent, you know.
It's pretty good.
CGI. It chapter two, same thing as It chapter two and like the OG one.
Mm-hmm.
No one's gonna talk about it for.
Everyone talked about it, dude. When it came
10
out,
10 years, 10 years, and 15 years from now, I highly doubt it.
Maybe
it's gonna be
maybe
over.
Not. Honestly, I think it was really good. I think it was really good.
Okay.
Honestly, I remember more parts from this movie. To be fair, I just watched it about a week ago.
Yeah. Okay.
But so, I remember way more of this movie fresh. Than I do from the first one. I hardly remember what the fuck happened in the first one. I remember them running into the sewers. I remember them on their bikes. I remember them cutting their hands for no fucking reason at the end. And then that's it. The Bill and Bev kissed and that was it. That's all I fucking remember.
Of the first one?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Cause
you don't remember the entire.
I just don't
like,
think it was that memorable, honestly. Like it was.
You don't remember all the times.
It
where...
seemed more campy to me.
Okay.
I
haven't seen the first one either. I haven't seen the first one.
Like which one?
The reboot.
You haven't seen the first one?
No.
That's pretty good.
I know a lot.
Listen, I'm saying it's a good movie, but compared to the second one, I think the second one had more substance. The first one was more show. Because the first one had more like
so
gore,
if you're watching,
gruesome.
If you're looking for a good like thrilling horror movie,
you want the story.
You want the
watch
first
the second
one.
One,
right?
You want the story. You want the second.
If you just
want
the entertaining.
You
want
to just be entertained. The kids are
movie.
Fucking freaking out. Shit's going
watch
down.
The first.
First one.
Yeah. Okay. That's fair.
The second one had much more like it was filling in the gaps.
Okay.
The second one was filling in the gaps between the first one.
Okay.
And then it came full circle, ended it on a good note, I think.
So they definitely did close it out.
I guess. Okay. It's done. The movies, they're not... It's because the book is long, so they broke it down in two parts of the movie, okay. etc. That's fine. But what my argument is, the second one, the scenes that I'm talking about specifically, there's a scene in the beginning of the movie where it's just these two guys are hanging out, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're like at a fair.
Okay.
They're at a fair, they're just having fun. And then he's like, oh, look, I won the prize, babe. I won the prize. And because he was doing like the, one of the games there, he actually won because it wasn't rigged for some fucking reason. Anyway, he won, and the little girl was really upset because he won the prize, and the prize was like a giant stuffed teddy bear or some shit.
Okay.
Maybe unicorn. And he was like, he like nodded to the little girl. He's like, oh, he went over to the girl, little girl. He's like, oh, look, ha ha ha, thanks so much for letting me win. Here. Take this. And he gave her the toy. And I was like, that's such a nice scene, right? I was like, that's nice. It's like heartfelt. It's getting your emotions up, right? And then directly after that, they're just walking. They're about to leave the fucking fair, right? Mm-hmm. They're just hanging out, holding hands because, you know, they're a couple.
Yeah.
And then you see three fucking dickheads. And they're like, yo, what the fuck is that, dude? You fucking gay? You faggot? What are you fucking doing in our town? We don't want you faggots around here. Get the fuck out. I was like, oh shit, this is getting real. And then one of them is more effeminate, and then the other one's more manly, but not by far. Like, they're not stereotypical gay people.
Right,
like,
right.
One is one and one is the other. Okay. They're, like, pretty on par. But one of them is like, well, fuck you. Because the other one's like, dude, just ignore him. Let's just go. Ignore him. Let's just leave. And the other one's like, no. Fuck you, little fag boy. You come over here, I'll suck your dick. Like, taunting them, right? Wow. He was, like, taunting him. And then he's like, no, let's just fucking go. And then they leave, and they're, like, you know, on their way. They're underneath this, like, tunnel or some shit. Like, there's a bridge, and they're just, like, walking by. It's nice scenery. The fucking three dudes come up out of nowhere and jump them. And, dude, I'm telling you, this was a fucking very violent scene. I really enjoyed it because of how, like, real it looked. It looked so real. Like, they jumped them, and they started beating the fuck out of them. So you fucking faggots, don't ever come to my tent. Like, it was fucking gruesome. And they started kicking him in the face. I was like, oh shit, man, fuck. And then they beat the beat the living shit out of him. And then they took his hat, right? He's like, oh, it's my hat now. And then they picked him up and started like punching him in the stomach, right? And they were like punching him in the stomach up against the wall. And he's like, all right, you know what we do to faggots around here? And then they grabbed him up and fucking threw him over the bridge.
Oh damn!
Just threw him over the bridge into the fucking water. And then they're like, leave the faggots alone. And then they kicked the other dude in the stomach. And then the other dude like got up. He's like, no, where are you? I don't remember their names, so I'm not going to say it. But he's like, where are you? And then he like, he looked over the fucking, because they threw him. And he was like, there he is. And so he like went over there and he was like trying to find him. And the dude was in the water. And then all of a sudden when he was in the water, he just saw this like creature going towards him. And he was going to pick him up. And he's like, help, right? And he fucking picked him up. And he drug him all the way to the shore. He goes, you're safe now. You're safe now. And then you couldn't see the figure. And then you see, you go back to the other guy who's like looking across the way. He found his hat. He's like, where is he? He looked across the way. He's like, you saved him. Thank you so much. Thanks. I'm on my way. And then it was fucking.
Fuck.
And then you just see a red balloon. He's like, what the fuck? And then 10,000 red balloons. And he's like, what's going on? And then you just see Pennywise and he's like, smiling at him, and then a red balloon passes by, and then the dude's fucking half of his body's gone. He fucking just munched him, and then the movie started. I was like, dude, that's a fucking good scene. It set the tone perfectly for that movie.
When he described when those guys were getting beat up,
yeah.
I wonder if that's where that controversial.
I think scene that's is. Where it was.
Yeah. Well,
that's one of them.
In the book.
That's one of them. The one that they removed from the movie is the scene where after they defeat. It in the first, you know, when they were kids,
yeah,
the first time they have an orgy.
Oh, that's right, it's an orgy.
They have an orgy, yeah. They all lose their virginity to the one girl,
yeah, that's right,
yeah, dude. So,
that's a little,
they're 13, 14, 15 year olds, fucking, it's a bit much.
Yeah.
Although, to be fair, when I was in eighth grade, I remember a lot of the kids,
we all have stories,
but
yeah,
we really shouldn't talk about it.
We're not talking about that,
Stephen King. Anyway, yeah. So yeah, they just got it off out of there, and then. But the plot line with Richie was that, you know, they kept making fun of the gays in this town, and so I thought the beginning had nothing to do with the rest of the movie, but this is why I brought it up, because when Richie was a little older, you know how he's friends with like all of them.
Yeah.
He him and Eddie would always like fuck around with each other. He's like, oh, your mom, et cetera, because his mom was fat. Eddie's mom was fat, and so they'd always make fun of his mom, and then I guess one day he was at a bridge and he was just carving some initials. It was his initials. It was R and E. And that's all you saw. But then he didn't get to finish because then the other kids came to bully him again. Right? Oh. And then that's it. It just cut. And then later on in the movie, something happens to Eddie. He's in something happens to Eddie. I'm not going to spoil it. Something happens to Eddie. Okay. And then Richie is like crying over it. He's really upset. He's like, no, fuck. And then at the end of the movie, he goes back to that bridge and he completely fills out the thing he was writing, which was R and E.
Okay.
It was E for Eddie.
And R for...
Yeah. Uh-huh. I was like, oh, that's fucking heartbreaking, man. Because on the one hand, that's heartbreaking. That fucking, that, the, because it was just little bits here and there. Yeah. It was like 30 seconds here, 40 seconds here, a minute here, and then it just came full circle when he went back and filled it in completely.
Right.
And then, especially with the beginning of the movie starting out like that, I was like, fuck, that's heartbreaking. But the thing that made me, like, the most upset is, like, shit, no one else knows. It's just like, fuck, dude. It was such a good thing to add. That's what I'm saying. It was a subplot, but it was very good. I really enjoyed that. And they made a character gay without shoving it in your face.
Yeah, okay.
Like, it wasn't, you know how, like, everything now is like, we have a gay character. Gay character. Right. Don't get mad at us. There is one. There he is. It was just so under the radar, very low key. Yeah, he's gay, but that's not his character trait.
Right.
That's not what defines him.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. And that's what I think the whole, like, LGBTQ movement is about. It's like, you're not... It's not about, oh, we're gay. It's about, yeah, we're gay, but we're just normal people. We're normal human beings just like you. And I think that's what equality is about, right? Even back in, like, Martin Luther King days, is what I'm saying.
Something's going off.
Yeah, it went off.
Damn. Yeah, you're just calling me out for saying, what's
I'm going off, man. But listen, I'm just talking, like, it's just, if we truly want equality... then no one should be treated more or less than anyone else. And that, I think, is a good message to, you know, take us into the holidays. I think that's a good segue. Okay. Don't fuck with me. Greg, don't fuck with me. That's a good segue.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway,
okay,
to finish the point, it too is a good movie. Okay. That's where we started this whole fucking tangent. So, me and Greg were just discussing. I found a good TikTok. TikTok is the new Vine, right? Because there's a lot of cringy shit on there.
There's a lot of shit on
but
there.
But between the shit,
there's good shit.
There's good shit. There is some good quality fucking memes on there. And then he asked me, okay, if TikTok is the new Vine, what is the new Fahoto? There is nothing like Fahoto. Photo was the fucking bomb, dude. Photo was... Oh, dude, it's not even the nostalgia talking. Photo, if you guys don't know what photo is, just look up photo. It's photo with three H's. So it's P-H-H-H-O-T-O.
Photo. That's why it got...
Fuck off. Photo was... Okay, listen. This is what was unique about photo. The UI was so nice. It was like Instagram, but better UI. It had black mode, like dark mode. Even black mode. Fuck off.
Oh, that's why. That's why.
Yeah, it just filtered all black people.
Oh no.
That's what made it so good. Anyway, it had a dark mode. It had dark mode before anyone else because it was just a standard app. It was like black with green. It was kind of like Spotify, you know, like that, like just black with green.
Okay.
It was really cool. I.
Well, that's probably why I got.
Maybe.
The icons are...
Honestly, they were pretty similar, I'll tell you that. But, okay, so the cool thing about... You know how Instagram has the boomerangs now? Well, Photo had that shit way before Instagram did. So what Photo would do is it would take 5 pictures, right? It would take 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 pictures and play them on loop. That was the whole... thing about Photo, but they had so many filters. They had so many,
so it's like boomerang only.
That's what I'm saying. It was Instagram, the boomerang feature, but yeah. Before boomerang even existed in Instagram.
Okay.
It was the OG, and then when Photo went out of business, they could now do it because they can't get sued anymore by a company that doesn't exist.
Right.
So yeah, Photo went out because they just like they're like we don't have because they didn't ever had ads. That's what I liked about it. They didn't have ads. Unlike Instagram, it's just fucking cluttered with ads. So Photo was like, it was free, right? And that's why it went out of business, because they couldn't afford to keep the servers up. They couldn't afford it. They got like, they only accepted donations. Like if you wanted to donate it to them, It was fine. But they didn't have enough donations to keep it running. So that's why it went out. But I honestly, it was so cool just having, like, you go to someone's profile and, you know, you had the boomerangs and they would play even when they were in just the feed. Mm-hmm. Like, you know how on Instagram you go to someone's profile, you see all their little pictures mm-hmm. in the, like, grid. Even in the grid, it would still play. It was really cool. And then, like, the filters they had, I've never seen any filters like that anymore. Like, even Instagram with all their, like, Snapchat copy and shit, right?
You okay?
No.
What the fuck
you doing? I've got crack. Anyway. No, so, Photo had just, it was a lot of little things that other apps don't do that made it so much better. And when it went out, I was really upset because I liked it. Everyone I knew had a photo. Everyone who had an Instagram had a photo. And so I never really used Instagram. Until fucking Photo went out of business. Now I had to use Instagram. It was really upsetting.
Well, you had Instagram before Photo became a thing, though, too.
Oh, yeah, Instagram was out before Photo became a thing. But it took Instagram and it was like, what if we do shit differently? Like, what if we do the loop 5 pictures, right?
Yeah.
The looped 5 pictures. And then, like, it some of the grid that, like, the way it would show you your feed, it wasn't like Instagram where it's just at fucking random.
Why didn't...
Instagram was chronological. Like, whoever posted first...
I want to know why Instagram didn't buy Photo.
They could have, and then just adopted it into it. But no, because Facebook bought Instagram. That's why.
Yeah, but then why didn't Facebook buy Photo as well?
Probably not enough people, honestly.
But it's a feature.
Because at its peak, Photo only had about 2 million to 3 million daily users.
Okay.
Whereas opposed to probably Instagram's like 10 to 20.
Right.
So I don't think they saw it as much of a like, yeah, but if we buy it, we can do this with that. No, I thought it was more like, let's just avoid that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, rest in peace, Photo.
Just like rest in peace, Jews.
Rest in peace, Jews.
I still see shadows in my room.
I still see the cum on my bed stains.
No. I still see broken fetuses. Stop unite. It. So what you gonna do next week?
Next week?
Yeah, next week.
I work.
What's your plan? Are you working?
Yeah.
You don't work all this week.
Yeah.
But you're gonna work all Christmas week.
No. Okay, so.
That's what you just said.
Okay, Christmas Eve, we close at 12. Christmas
noon?
Day.
Noon?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Christmas Eve, we close at 12. Christmas Day we're closed.
Oh, that's good.
So I, and then Monday I only work from 8 to 1, so
okay,
about 5 hours.
Not too bad.
Yeah, and then I think Thursday, Friday I work my regular 8 hours, but then I have Saturday off.
So it's all.
It's a mild
you're not,
week.
You're not.
It's a mild week. It's not. Right? It's not. Yeah, it's a mild week. So.
It's not too bad. No, I don't. I mean, I work Monday and Tuesday, but. That's just normal.
Well, here's the thing, is that I know the restaurants open
both Christmas Day and Christmas Eve, which is total bullshit, I think.
That is. I always find it's dumb when companies do that, but I used to work at Pizza Guys, so I mean, I
think companies only do that because they don't have families of their own.
No, and they have it's because they have families of their own that they don't want you to be happy with your fucking family.
Oh, that's true. I mean, that's not a schedule.
I mean, shit
for me.
Whatever.
I feel sorry for my coworkers. Bro.
Fuck them.
Wow.
The company sucked dick. Anyway.
Ouch.
Even in the holidays, it's just dumb to me. They're like, yeah, but what about those last minute Christmas shoppers? It's because you've trained them. It's because you've trained them to be that way. If you stop doing that, they would know eventually, like, oh shit, stores are not open.
Right.
The week of Christmas.
True.
So they would eventually get the fucking gist. So it's not our fault. It's the company's fault for peeping.
Peeping?
For peeping at my shit.
We're trying to make it warm and fuzzy.
I'm sorry. Okay, that's it. That's all. I'm not. There's no more anger. No more anger. We're coming. We're coming to a point where I just listen. How about this? I'll make you a compromise. We're gonna continue to complain about shit until it hits the 1 hour, 1 minute mark. How's that? 1 hour, 1 minute. After that, it's going to be all fine, happy, dandy Christmas shit.
Happy dandy.
Happy dandy Christmas shit.
Okay.
But right now, I'm going to complain about this shit.
What shit?
25 fun Christmas party
themes. Why are you complaining that?
That are better than the other ugly Christmas sweater party.
Okay.
Okay.
What we got?
Reverse Christmas in July. Fuck you.
Fuck you guys.
It's not.
No, there's no Santa Claus on a fucking beach.
In July.
Who does that in Hawaii?
Fuck you.
Christmas is December 25th.
Characters.
Not fucking July
25th. No, look at this one. The second one.
What?
Characters of Christmas. Bitch, you fucking slutty reindeer. The fuck out of my house. I don't want you here. Fucking, what are you, a slutty elf? What is this?
Hey.
What?
Elf?
Okay,
the movie
fine.
Elf, that chick was fucking hot.
Listen, listen. Okay, fine. I'll you know what? That. I retract my statement.
Okay.
However,
what are you?
What the fuck are you? A sexy gingerbread? What the shit is that? A sexy salad bowl?
What the fuck is that?
That's what I'm saying.
Is that the Statue of Liberty?
It's a sexy salad bowl. Fuck out of here.
What's this?
The third one, 12 days of dip. If you do 12
what
days
kind
of
dip?
Dip.
Are we talking about like dip? Like, you know, Hickey Hickville like dip?
Hickey Hickville. Hickey Hickville bullshit.
Yeah, I'm gonna
no,
fuck my sister
no,
now.
That is. Listen, if you make dip for 12 days in a row, you're fucking insane. Go to an asylum. Christmas pajama party. You can just have a pajama party in any fucking day of the year. Why does it have to be specifically Christmas? Fuck you.
Maybe have a grandeur one.
Look at this. Have a ho 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 down. Fuck you. Don't call me that shit.
You got 10 seconds, pal.
Chestnuts roasting in an open fire. Suck
your
dick. I don't have an open fire. I don't have a backyard. And last
time's
one, DIY
like
Christmas.
Shut
no.
up. Shut up. You made a compromise.
No, wait.
Now you're breaking
wait.
No.
We'll go to the 30-second mark. It's still technically 101. Still technically 101. As long
no,
as it,
it's not.
As
you
long
just went over.
No.
Just went over.
If it doesn't go over to 102,
you're
then I'm still technically.
Ridiculous.
I'm still
no.
technicalities,
no,
nigga.
That's not a technicality.
Technicalities.
Then you just got that wrong.
Listen,
you're
if
just, you
make,
don't you don't know how to do math.
If you do your own Christmas
yeah,
ornaments,
I sure
you're a
hope,
piece of
I
shit.
I sure hope math is not your degree.
Math is my strong suit,
math
nigga.
Math's not your strong suit, apparently.
Who the fuck makes their own Christmas ornaments? You're fucking insane. They're not gonna look as good as store-bought ones. And also, why would you put your kid's shitty little macaroni shit that he made at school? It's gonna look like garbage. And second of all, he doesn't love you enough. He's just doing it because
it's
part of his
cheaper.
Fucking grade.
It's cheaper.
Yeah, but it's not from the heart. It's
sure
coming
it
from the fucking cum.
What? You don't like babies. You don't like
That's
babies.
It. We're at the 2-minute mark.
No, hold up.
Guys...
You don't like babies.
Guys.
That's why you,
thank you
killed
for,
that fetus.
Guys.
You broke it up.
Guys.
Little fucking pieces.
Guys.
Threw it in the bathtub.
Shut up.
Drop the toaster
guys,
in there.
Guys, I just want to say.
You don't
know,
like babies.
It's the holidays.
You don't like babies.
We're having a blast.
You don't like babies.
We're so fine.
You don't like
and
babies.
Happy to be here.
You don't like babies.
During the holiday season.
You don't like babies. Don't fucking touch me, you fucking sick fuck. Who likes his dick sucked? Who likes the quick fuck?
Yes.
You don't like.
don't you weren't expecting that, were you?
I don't
you
think
weren't
you've
expecting
been
that, were you?
I don't think you've been laid yet. Everybody,
ow.
He has a Tinder account.
What?
Do you not have a Tinder account? You don't have a Tinder account?
I deleted it.
Oh, you deleted it. Okay, well, anyways, Leo's virgin. Hit him
Leo's
up.
Leo's virgin.
Leo
I have
virgin.
A virgin, that's right.
Yes.
It's Peter.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Wait.
Oh, yeah.
Who
oh,
the
yeah.
fuck are you?
I'm Travis.
He's back.
Travis
yeah,
is here.
I'm back.
After fucking 4 hours.
Yeah.
Why?
What do you have to say for yourself?
Yeah, what do you have to say, young man?
What are you at, Dish?
What is your excuse?
What was your excuse?
I'll be completely honest.
Nope. No.
What?
Whatever
no,
you have
no.
to say to me, you have to say to them.
It's going to be on record.
Well, it's nothing to say to you, but well, it's nothing to say to either of you.
What? Is it about you know who?
Who's, wait. Who's you know who?
You know who.
You know who. The Swizzer.
The oh.
Swizzer, yeah, the Swizzer, man.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Travis, since you're here now, why don't you sit on Papa's lap?
No, Father.
Why not?
Because I'm not gay. I don't want to get Baja Blasted
anymore.
Oh, I don't want any more Code Red. I just want plain vanilla Mountain Dew.
No Mountain Dew.
You want the good stuff, huh?
Not the Mountain Dew from you.
The Mountain Dew from Boo?
No,
the Mountain Dew. I don't want the Mountain Dew.
What the fuck's
I don't want the Mountain Dew.
That's disgusting.
The Winona Ryder?
Yeah. Oh, we're bringing the Stranger Things, huh? Into this.
What you do now? Steal your heart?
Oh.
What did you just say to me? What did you just say?
Do you not get it?
No. I'm not caught up on Stranger Things.
Oh, no, it's not even Stranger Things related.
What is it?
She was a klepto, dude.
What?
Yeah. She was a kleptomaniac.
Winona?
Yeah, it's hella funny because now, what is it she models for? Is it Chanel? Ten years ago, she stole a bunch of Chanel.
Like thousands of dollars from Chanel.
Like the face of Chanel.
Yeah, yeah, it's great. Well, I mean, that's a good meme. It's a good meme. It's a good way to, like, haha, this happened.
Yeah.
If you know, you know.
If you know, you know.
Okay, listen. Speaking of if you know, you know. This guy on my Snapchat earlier posted a picture of an upside down cake.
Are you subscribed to a male Snapchatter?
Yes.
Is that a premium Snapchat?
Yes. Listen.
What's his name?
Listen to me.
This guy I want to pay them big bucks too.
Dude, I'll send you the link later. Leave me alone.
Damn it.
He put a picture.
Can we just bring it up right now?
He put a picture of an upside down cake.
I want to get that fixed.
Upside down cake.
That vanilla Mountain Dew.
It was an upside down cake. And he said, if you know, you know. And I was like, what are you talking
upside
about?
Upside down cake.
Yeah, what does that mean? It was like a chocolate cake that he dropped on the ground. So it was upside down, therefore. And it was like, if you know, you know. And I was like, what?
Maybe he's autistic.
That's the only possibility. You're right. That's it. We found it, boys.
For a second, I'm like, maybe an Office reference?
No.
Kevin's famous chili?
No, it's chili. Reference. If it was chili, maybe.
Could be an upside down reference?
It just said, like, if you know, you know, and that was it. I was like, what do you mean
maybe
if I know,
just
I know?
Like, if you know how much I fuck up, you know.
If you know, you know. It just, that whole phrase pisses me off.
I hate that phrase so
me
much.
Me too. See, that's what I'm saying.
Hate it. It's just redundant.
I just want to shove a banana up their nose.
You don't have to say it.
Well, like, their nose, huh?
Yeah.
Just their nose.
If you know. But maybe.
Okay. Just leave it at that.
Or just say, you know. You know. Because you know people say, you know, like, oh, well.
Say it happens. Is what it is.
Shit happens. Yeah. Don't say, if you know, you know. If I want to stab you in the fucking throat.
You know?
You know?
You know?
Fucker.
If you know, you know.
It's like,
love how this is a holiday episode.
It be like that sometimes.
Yeah. You know which one pisses me off?
I kind of give it all.
That was better than if you know, you know.
Yeah, but you know which one pisses me off?
It's okay, I can't see.
It's been a minute. I know we've talked about this before.
I hate that.
But I just
don't
like
that.
Dennis says
it. I've been using it a little bit lately.
Dennis says it. And I'm like, dude, don't say that. He's like, dude, guys, it's been a minute. I'm like, no, it has been exactly 3 weeks. Shut up. Don't say
3 weeks is different than a minute.
It's been a minute. Oh, yeah, it was a minute.
It's been a fortnight.
I honestly would, yes. Honestly, yes. Guys. One fortnight ago, we were outside Travis's house drinking babooby.
Fucking
babooby.
Babooby.
I was watching a fucking.
What's kabibi then?
It was an ad for Fortnite. Like, if you choose Fortnite as in 2 weeks, don't if you know what it actually is.
What?
Because it's like.
I'm confused just having you.
I'm Confucius.
I'm fucking autistic now.
I've lost every brain cell in my body.
Repeat.
It's suicide time.
No,
dude,
we did that already.
Christmas.
We already
we
did that.
Passed.
We already
dude,
did that.
That means the suicide rates are higher than that.
I've already
no,
said
the first
it.
Hour, the first
Dennis.
Hour of this episode,
yeah,
we've already,
I've already
did
said
this.
It. The
You're
next,
too late.
The next whatever minutes are going to be about positive things about holidays.
Oh, damn.
This is the holiday episode.
I was going to ask him if he hung his Jeffrey Epstein ornament yet, because he's not going to do it himself.
All right, fine. You know what?
That's my one allowance.
We'll start at 1:10. Anything else you guys want to complain about for the next 1:30? Fair game.
Wait, the last time you made a compromise, you broke that shit.
I did not.
You did too.
I did
Travis?
Not. I said at 1:01, and it was 1:01:59 when I stopped. Therefore, I was still not over to 1:02. Yes or no?
No, right now, this just happened. Before you showed up.
No,
no, no.
If you said
1:01, and he goes over 1:01.
Into.
That's going over 1.
But
that's going over 1.
I didn't go into 1:02, so technically I was still at 1:01.
No, but you went over 1:01.
But I was still at 1:01. I said I would stop at 1:01.
But you went over 59 seconds.
1:01, exactly.
Technicality.
So that means.
No, it's a technicality. You went over.
0:00. That's the cutoff.
See, but if I had said at 101,000.
No, you don't have to.
No.
It's common sense. I said
101.
When the military uses at an exact time, it means at that exact time.
I don't care. I'm not in the military. What do I care?
Exactly.
The only person I know in the military owns an S2K.
He can't get over her. He can't. You'll get over it.
Greg, you're a piece of shit.
I know.
Thank you so much.
I know.
For existing.
I know I am. Oh, I already dropped the name earlier. Hey, Ashley, baby.
Who the fuck is Ashley?
Oh, Baloney. Nipple ring. Baloney.
Baloney nipple?
Yeah, I dropped that name, too.
I don't know who it is.
So, all right, that's
positivity.
It.
So, nothing it's all, but positivity, right?
It's the happy,
no broken penises, it's, no toasters in the bathtub.
What about HIV positivity?
Yeah, we'll talk to Freddie Mercury about that, man.
Oh.
Okay, he's dead.
Yeah, but the ghost of Freddie Mercury. Anyway, that's it. No, it's positive. Guys, for the remainder of the time, let's just be positive. It's the holidays.
Good
try to get
only.
people excited about
love,
it.
Love, love.
Try to get them happy. Make them feel like their family members won't make them feel.
Leo can't say it.
Reminds me of Thanksgiving, but with a lot less. Yeah.
Okay.
It's with at least less serotonin, you know? You guys want a Mifflin?
A Mifflin?
A Mifflin? Dude, is that... That's going to be the name of my first daughter. Mifflin.
I wonder if and when Dennis has a daughter, I wonder if he'd ever name it like Ashley with L-E-I-G-H.
He probably will.
Maybe the mother will.
Ashley Paris Williams. Oof.
Ooh.
Oof.
How do you spell Paris?
P-A-H-R-I-S.
P-A-H-R-I-S?
Paris, but with an extra S. The H is silent.
Wait,
Paris with two S's?
You guys don't want me dropping more names, do you?
Here, I'll just pause. No, he'll just name her Ashley Jamaica Paris with a fucking hyphen in the middle.
That's fucking middle name, that's trash.
That's the definition of trash.
That's Hickville town.
Hickville.
That's Hickville.
My name's Bill Billion. Bill Billion. What's your middle name, William? William Billion.
You say it.
You say it fast.
What's Bill William Billion?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bill William Billion. Jay, right. You just had a stroke. I don't know what you're talking about.
It's big.
You try saying it fast. Bill William Billion.
Perfect. No need to show off.
It's your cataracts, man. Dude, one of my customers the other day came into work and he was like, man, I got two cataracts taken out. Now I can see everything. I was like, what? He goes, they pulled them out. And now I have to wait for my glasses. They're going to take about 2 weeks, so I can't see you, but I know I look great.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's like the state of California and leave a man blind and in the dark. Oh, yeah, we'll get you new eyes in 2 weeks. What do you mean? People die on the freeway every day. Just give me a homeless man.
You know what the worst part was? He drove himself there.
Well,
I'm just wondering how he got there.
Same way, you know, when you zone out and then you get to your destination, it's like, oh, fuck, I'm still alive, dude.
Yeah, I love that.
It's like, it's fast traveling.
Anytime I drive anywhere and then I just like space out and I'm there, I'm like, whoa, my body's got me in check.
Who's dead? Who did I kill on the way here?
Probably a child.
Don't bring it up.
I did not.
You
I
don't like
probably.
Babies. You don't like babies.
Listen. This is, we said, no more negativity.
Yeah, so no more negativity.
All this is
dead
is negativity.
Huh?
The nativity.
The nativity of Jesus? You're right. Jesus, we thank you this day for the blessing of the bread.
You're spilling your water, bud.
You're spilling my ass cheeks.
Baja blah. Get ready for round two, Jimbo, because I'm going to clap them cheeks harder than you ever clapped.
Better dig up or I dig up for you.
That's another one of our singles.
Don't make me get your mother in here.
Don't make me get your mother in here. she's gonna join the mess.
No.
She's the vanilla cream.
Oh,
she's the vanilla cream.
She's on the code red.
Oh no.
Dude, that's too far. You took it too far.
That's too far. Travis.
You never mention a woman's red lips.
Oh,
no, that's like even worse.
That's even worse.
You never talk about the Jackson Pollock painting. Ever.
You never talk about the Jackson 5 because
there's only like what?
It's a Jackson 2 now.
AB?
One, two.
You see what I did there?
One, two.
Damn it, like one, two. AB?
ABC,
one, two. AB, one, two. She took the freaking kids. Now I'm all alone.
14.
How is this the holiday episode? This is honestly our worst, most, honestly, this is the worst episode. Not in terms of quality, in terms of what's been said. This is the worst one.
This is definitely a rated A podcast.
Rated D for dark. Rated D for death. Rated B for blasphemy.
Rated D for what? Dick up, Jimbo.
What are you talking about? It's death at the door. All right.
I welcome it.
And on that note, thank you guys for listening.
Thanks for listening
to the holiday episode.
Happy Merry Christmas.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Have a holiday.
Jolly Christmas. Thank you, Mr. Grinch. Bye.
Bye, filthy.
No, say it. Go ahead. Say it.
No.
Goodbye, you filthy animals. Oh.